Blog Talk Radio.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
Everything. Whatever you need,
He that for you. I am the way out of no way. I am a light in a darkened hour. You have to know that the great I am is here for you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God and not according to the will of the flesh. Thank God for each and every one of you all. And I want you to know that I am what I am by His grace. It's His grace that keeps me. It's His grace that makes me. I move in His grace. I operate in His grace. No reason they said it's amazing. Hallelujah. Who asked Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio? I just love for her to get us going during the week, especially with prayer. So I'm going to ask her if she'll just come in and give us a word of prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for that beautiful song. Amen. Amen. And we can stand on that word because He is our everything. Amen. There's a scripture I'd like to share. It's coming from Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Amen. Heavenly Father,
yes.
We come today. We just want to say thank you for this day, Father God. We're thanking you for the song that quickens our spirit and reminds us that you said that you are the great I am, and whatever we need, you have everything that we do need, and all we have to do is come to you, Father God. Lord, we just thanking you, and we binding up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, try to come up against our pastor, try to come up against our brothers and sisters, Lord. We just binding that up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, we come to worship you, for your word says we are to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. And Lord, we just want to be obedient to your will, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit
say it.
In our hearts today, right now, Father God, to lead us and to guide us and to give us that understanding and that wisdom that we need, Father God. Lord, help us to receive your word today, Father God. And Lord, let us use this word. Let us grow. Let us meditate on the word. Father God, we're praying for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. We're praying for the sick and the shut-in. We're praying for the bereaved. We're praying for those that are going through, Father God. Because when we put our trust in you, the word says that everything is going to work out in our favor. So help us to stand on the word, believe the word, allow that word to be into our hearts, Father God. And Lord, we give you praise today, and we're thanking you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. And I'm glad you all enjoyed that song. We're going to have to start thinking like that. Because we are what He is. And when you get that frame of mind, God is spiritual.
Yeah. Amen.
I hope that don't surprise nobody. God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Well, we got to be like God, brothers and sisters. Don't let it become a shock to you, but the great I am. God is great, people. Be like
yes, he.
It's going to be a great thing in your life today. When you make that decision, you're going to be like God. You operating in greatness now. I don't know what you call greatness in your life, but that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about. We're going to have to transition into that way of thinking. You know, we're going to have to reposition ourselves in that way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about that, repositioning ourselves back into the Spirit of God, what we're supposed to be, God's greatness.
Yes.
See, God's greatness is not about houses and land. That's already belongs to us because we're joint heirs. That's automatically yours.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10,000 cattle on the hillside. Not only does He own the cattle, but He on the hillside that the cattle is on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you already, just being with him, you get the greatness. You become part of that greatness. Well, look here, brother. I wanted to share a couple of things because I wouldn't ask. And then I had somebody to share something with me. So I want to make sure I get this and it be clean. Clear. Remember in Acts 19, we'll go there. Let me make some notes. Cause in Acts, I'm going to start a new day here. Y'all bear with me here. In Acts, I think on 19 and 2, it's almost finishing up the part of the review, but something hit me, so I said, well, let me go ahead and make sure I clear this up. In Acts 19 and 2, I think that's where we was at. For Evangelist Sharon able to read. Would you be able to read, Evangelist? Okay. Could you read Acts 19 and 2?
Yes. And the King James reads as follows. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. In Acts 19 and 2, it reads as follows. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you? We've never heard of that. A Holy Spirit, God within us. Amen.
Amen. So, as Paul traveled, brothers and sisters, the word was out that you had to receive the Holy Ghost. Well, these people had only been taught John baptism. They'd only been taught about John's gospel, what he was preaching. Mm-hmm. They'd been taught about Jesus Christ, but it was mainly about John. Well, now, to prove that, you go over here to, what's that, Acts 18 and 24 through 26. Acts, and then I'm going to come back and share something with you.
Okay. In the King James. It reads as follows. It was Acts 18:24-26. Okay.
Yeah,
18:24. And a certain Jew named Apollos was born at Alexandria. An eloquent man and mightily in the scriptures came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and talked diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak badly in the synagogue. And when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, a man named Apollos came to Ephesus. He was a Jew born in Alexandria, Egypt, and a terrific speaker, eloquent and powerful in his preaching of the scriptures. He was well educated in the way of the master and fiery in his enthusiasm. Apollos was accurate in everything he taught about Jesus up to a point, but he only went as far as the baptism of John. He preached with power in the meeting place. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and told him the rest of the story. Amen.
Okay.
Yes. Praise God.
See, he could. He was limited to what he, the story. Now, he wanted to tell it. Paula wanted to tell it all. About how Jesus, you know, died and for all of that. But it wasn't real clear to them. Now, let me share this. John baptism was a sign of repentance from sin only. It was not a sign of the new life in Christ. They had that message. So Apollo wasn't able to teach this message. Now, so I want you to listen to me now. Those that misunderstood me on the other day, pretty much what they did was they examined themselves. Sometimes you got to do that, and I'll talk about that in a moment. You got to examine your own self. And they did that, and they said, you know what? We had so much fun, there'd be no Holy Ghost. What you talking about? So as they blunder on that, the writer began to teach them what was going on in Acts 18:24-26. These Ephesian believers needed further instruction on the message and the ministry of Jesus Christ. So the believers in Jesus as the Messiah, they did not understand the great significance of his death and his resurrection and of the Holy Ghost. See, there's where we're at with the church today. People are not understanding. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They're not understanding that it goes beyond the water baptism. They've accepted and suffered for that. But when a father, and I won't do it today, but man, there's a lot that went on with Apollos after he arrived in Ephesians and he met Paul. And Paul had to depart, he made sure he had the message from the Messiah. Why do you think Priscilla and Aquila took him to the side and brought him up to date on what's going on? A lot of people need to be brought up to date on what's going on. They need to reposition themselves in Christ.
Say that.
Maybe I better say that again. Somebody needs to pour somebody to the side and bring them up to date. That is not about being in the building. It's about being in the, about being the building.
All right. Hallelujah.
They need to be pulled to the side. I'm sure there's some people maybe in your circle that you need to pull to the side and bring them up to date on what's really going on. We're not to go to the building. We're to be the building. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Hallelujah.
And don't be afraid. Priscilla and Aquila, they took him. Matter of fact, there's one scripture or commentary I wrote where they actually took him to their home and stayed right there and ministered to him about the Holy Spirit. Explain to them about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Somebody needs to tell some folks Jesus is alive.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Some folks waiting for Jesus to come back. Jesus is already here. They can receive this thing right now.
Right now. Amen.
Right now. It can happen in your life right now. You can reposition yourself in Christ right now and receive the filling of the new birth.
Yes, hallelujah.
See, what John taught the people was just simply for the remission of sin. Repentance means actually turn. And when you turn, where are you going? You're going to Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Where else you going? Hello, where are you going?
Right,
you're
going
to turn to Christ. So in the book of Acts, it really teaches about receiving the Holy Spirit. But this is not vanity. This is not a way. But going back to what I was saying, because I'm about to get off track here, because I get excited about the word. When you understand how things happen and the way it happens, I see Aquila taking this man and saying, you know what, you done a good job, but, you know, I just got to bring you up today about the resurrection. When he rose from the dead. Can I tell the story? Wow. That he rose from the dead, people. It's more than that. There's some significance here that folks are overlooking. Nobody has been risen from the dead.
All right, now.
This is more than words. He was seen over 5,000 people. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, we are yet in our sin. So why did he get risen from the dead? So we can be like him in the spirit. See, so when you start comparing spiritual things with spiritual, which I'm sure that's what they shared with Apollos here, is Apollos, how important it is to compare spiritual things with spiritual.
Yes.
Apollos' next decision was to travel. But I'm going to tell you, once that thing get in you and you get quickened, your spirit get quickened, you want to share somebody. You want to share that with somebody.
Amen.
You want to share it if you're on your dying bed. You want to share the word of God. If you land prostrate, you want to share the word of God. If they won't let you preach in their pulpit, you want to share the word of God. If you don't have a proper attire, you want to share this truth of how he risen from the dead and he's alive. I wish more people would preach about a living Christ, how that same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it be in him. Let me take my time and say this. If it be in you, it may not be in you, but if it be in you, he said, also quickeneth your mortal body.
Hallelujah.
You got to know this. This is the stuff you got to preach. You got to bring people up to date.
Yes, amen.
I know what some of y'all, see, that's why when you start doing the comparison, then you bring them up to date. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you know, when you talk about phones, you know, the different kind, get away from the flip phone. You know what I'm saying? Bring them up to date. You know, I'm not talking about anybody's flip phone, so don't get, I'm just saying, hey, get up to date. They got phone now. You don't have to flip it like that.
All right. Say that.
Now, that don't mean the iPhone better than the Android. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, get away from the flip phone. Get away from the horse and buggy. How about that? Let me use the horse and buggy. Get away from going to the synagogue and becoming the synagogue. Become part of who you are in Christ.
Amen.
So hopefully going forward, we're going to start, and listen, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to finish this because the story needs to be told. I mean, Apollos is mentioned other places in the scriptures, but one of the key words or one of the key to this is the fact that he examined himself, and he realized that, you know what, I don't have it. That's what a lot of people refuse to do. Mentally, they have it, but not spiritually. See, he recognized that he was not complete. So Paul could teach him and take him to the next level. So he gave Apollos the complete gospel because Apollos did not hesitate to be a student. Ask yourself, are you willing to listen? Can someone teach you something? if a couple of children got you and pulled you to the side, especially let me talk to these men out here that don't want women to minister to them. Can you imagine if Apollo had listened to Aquila and Priscilla? Can you imagine what would have happened to his life?
Mm.
Everybody needs to listen to somebody.
Yes. Amen.
Let me clear up something because I don't want nobody calling me. But he's mentioned over there in Acts. I did it. Acts 19 and 1. Or did I do Acts? I tell you, over in 1 Corinthians 1 and 12. We're going to go there. 1 Corinthians 1 and 12. I just want to show you the man. He was mentioned. Apollos was mentioned. I think I did Acts 18:24-28. That shows you it's mentioned there. And in in 1 Corinthians, I had looked that up. 1 Corinthians, let me see, can I go back and find it? I think it was 1 Corinthians 1 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you,
Lord. I've been dismissed like 3 or 4 times anyway. Now, this I say to every one of you, say, I am a Paul, an eye of Apollos, an eye of Jesus, an eye of Christ. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, you're all picking sides, going around saying, I'm on Paul's side, or I'm for Apollos, or Peter is my man, or I'm in the Messiah's group. Amen.
And another place he mentioned, just to show you the man is mentioned because he was out there ministering. I just like the fact that he humbled himself.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Humbled himself.
Mm-hmm.
This is a well-educated man. I'm not going to go into his background because we don't have enough time, but this man was well-educated. He had a whole lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
He was spoken very well of. But over in Acts, in Corinthians, go to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3, 4, 4 through 6. 1 Corinthians 3, 4 through 6.
In the King James, it reads as follows. 1 Corinthians 3, 4 through 6. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are yet not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministries by whom we believe, even as the Lord gave every man? I have planted Apollos, watered, but God gave the increase. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, when one of you says, I'm on Paul's side, and another says, I'm for Apollos, aren't you being totally infidel? Who do you think Paul is anyway, or Apollos? For that matter, servants both of us, servants who waited on you as you gradually learn to entrust your lives to our mutual master, we each carried out our servant's assignment. I planted the seed, Apollos watered the plant, but God made you grow. Amen.
Yeah, see, Apollos was a well-known, well-respected man. I mean, they put him right up there with Paul. They said, okay, choose sides here. You're going to be with Paul, you're going to be with Apollos. See, they didn't have no issue. They didn't have no problem with how they ranked the man, if you could see that.
Mm-hmm.
So the man had a message. He was doing the right thing. But he recognized that, hey, wait a minute. Man, I'm missing something here. But he humbled himself. That's what I want you to see today. Yeah. I want you to, and we'll talk a little bit about him tomorrow, because it's real interesting if you can understand where he was and he humbled himself and allowed Aquila and Priscilla to share him, to work with him, the word of God, and how important that was and what it did to his ministry. It exploded. It exploded.
Yeah.
Because sometimes to listen. Sometimes you got to listen. You got to convince other folks.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't our gospel. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It ain't yours. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Y'all take care. We'll see you.